Well, I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. But something quite unusual that happened on that day. The church has started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say, children, before you think of leaving. You better think about the judgment day. Everyone got nervous. Because everyone has a hunger to earn. And everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, now I'll remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention. I might decide to preach all day. Now everyone was getting so hungry that the old one started feeling ill. And the weak one started passing out. And the young ones, they could not sit still. And the preacher's voice rose higher. So I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged him, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? And praise the Lord, I have a plan. Preacher kept preaching. As long as the struggle hard to fight, I pray, Father, please forgive me. I stood up and with all my might I said to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. Got some things and some good cornbread. I listened to what the preacher said. Now to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. And I did give the signal, yes, and I raised up my hands, and then joined with me the choir. For every woman, a child, and man, sang to the Lord, let praise be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. Now to the Lord, let praise be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. He stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him, and a fork appeared right in his hand. And everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. The preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke. This story, the children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll say, to the Lord, praise be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, praise be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. Listen to what the preacher said. Now to the Lord, praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said.
To the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said.
Sweet Lord, sweet cherry.
Praises be. It's time for dinner now.
Let's